great loss on the three-pointer. And the fortress erupts.
Welcome
here.
Back to another episode of Cavs Corner, Season 5, Episode 10.
Number 79.
Oh, man.
We're ticking away.
It's ticking away. There's two rounds left in the NBL 1 season. It's nearly the end of
the podcast season. There's one round left in the Big V season. Let's put the ladders up here. It's more work for you, but why not? Put the ladders up here. We'll start off with the Youth League Women before we get into the results. The Youth League Women, from memory, I'm doing this off my memory here, they are still in the hunt to sneak into a finals berth.
Just in the hunt.
Yep, so they're going to sneak in there. Youth League men are looking promising.
Yes.
They should secure a finals berth. Whether or not that's at home, we'll find out over the coming weekend.
Yep.
NBL 1 women, they can finish mathematically as high as sixth currently. Top eight. All of these, by the way, are top eight, if you don't know. They can finish as high as sixth. Now, that requires us to win all four and the team that's currently sixth to lose all four. And I haven't even looked at the head-to-head, so I'm not sure.
It's possible.
But my point is, finals are still very much on the cards for the NBL 1 women. They are firing at the moment, too. So there's no reason why they can't go 4-0.
Just knocked off Dandenong.
Just knocked off Dandenong, which we'll get to in a second. And the NBL 1 men, this stat I could get wrong, but from memory, I think 4th to 12th are within one win of each other.
Yes, they are.
So that is big. Again, it's top eight.
We're sitting equal ninth, I believe. We're sitting sixth at the moment.
Currently sitting sixth, which is good. And of course, they're ready to go. So there's no reason why we can't win a few more games and lock that away.
Yep.
But again, if you're not familiar with the AFL finals system, if you finish first or second, or you finish fifth or sixth, you will have a home final week one.
Yep.
Top four get a second chance. Bottom four, fifth to eighth.
Done.
That's straight elimination.
Yep.
So, but we will touch on that more as we move into it. But just giving everyone a quick recap on how all that works and how we're looking on that front. But let's jump in to the results and the players in focus. You were just touching on it before, so you jump into it here.
Yeah, so we knocked off the Rangers on their home deck. Cavaliers defeating them 80-75. Jaden Owens had the club's second triple-double in history.
In NBL 1.
She had 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Outstanding game, especially in that fourth quarter. Well, they all were. The whole team was outstanding in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, our New Zealand girls stepped up too. So we had Sharm with 19 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. And Ezra McGoldrick had 17 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks.
Now, I just want to recap this because, we like a bit of banter in here. Make it less, more informal, which is what you want. So the Shan Rabadi three-pointer in the fourth quarter. I was watching it at home. Unfortunately, I couldn't get down to Dandenong, so I was watching it from home outside with my brother. We had it on the big screen on the TV there. Everyone was quiet out in quiet country Lang Lang. I know it was only about 6:45 p.m. She made that shot. I think we woke up the whole neighborhood. We were that excited. We were loud, screaming. It's a shame. I should have had my wife film us watching the game.
Yeah.
It was a very exciting fourth quarter. We were loud. We were up and about. So it was a very enjoyable watch.
They were down with about 3 minutes to go. And they brought it back. And
they had an outstanding fourth. I think at three-quarter time, I think it was probably penciled in the books that Dandy was going to run away and get the win there. But geez, they played good.
They did.
They played a good team game.
They played very well, and we look forward to seeing them this Friday night here at the Fortress against Kilsyth. But our NBL 1 men, Ashley, how did they go?
Unfortunately, they went down to Dandenong. It was all tied up at three-quarter time. Dandenong did run away with the win there at 86-99. Preston Boongay was big again with 19 points, 10 boards and 3 assists, another double-double for him. Hunter Marks had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and Nate Roberts, big Nate, had 14 points, 8 rebounds and 4 assists. So again, just like the NBL 1 women, you'll see them here at the Fortress Friday night for Bring a Mate Night. We'll touch on all the details on that in a second. We'll get through the Youth League women.
Perfect. And our Youth Champ men and women, they both had Saturday games against Melbourne. But we'll start with our Youth Champ women. They were defeated by the Melbourne Tigers 47-43. Caitlin Field had 14 points, 2 rebounds, and Lucy Dexter had 9.6 rebounds and 2 assists.
That's a tough defensive game, I think, there, 43-47. That's low numbers for any of our competitions. So I think that would have been a very tough defensive slog between the two teams. So
yeah, not a very high-scoring game. Not compared
The pressure would have been high.
Not compared to their Sunday game where they defeated Bendigo 105-50.
Big change. Big change on the output.
Big change. Pyro Webb had an outstanding 34 points, 16 rebounds and 6 steals.
It's a massive stat line.
That'll get her back on the all-starting five for the week. Vanessa Tevet couldn't miss a shot. She had 22 points and 5 rebounds. And Caitlin Fields, another 16 points, 4 rebounds and 2 steals. So she was pretty consistent across the weekend.
Why was that surprising?
I don't know.
Yeah, Katie, get him. When you see him next time, get him. I don't know why that was surprising. Anyway, champ men, As we said, they played Melbourne on the Saturday night. They defeated Melbourne 93-68. Justin Achaia had 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. Ethan Bolton 17-7. And Kai Taylor had 11-3. They backed it up here at the Fortress on the Sunday. They went down in a tight one there, Case Cavaliers. They lost by 3 points, 99-102 to Waverley. Justin Achaia was big again with 26.6 rebounds, 6 assists. Ethan again big, 22.6 rebounds. And Heath McPherson stepped up with 21 points, 5 rebounds and 3 assists. I nailed that. Knocked it out of the park. Done.
Moving on.
You're giving me nothing today. The NBL won it back at the Fortress on Friday night. We've got Friday Night Hoops, and it's Bring a Mate night. The tip-off is 6:30 p.m. for the women, 8:30 p.m. for the men. Bring a Mate means that you get 2 entries per ticket. So if you have an adult, if you buy an adult ticket, you can bring an extra person in for free. If you do buy a junior ticket, though, you have to bring in a junior for free. You can't do a junior with an adult. If you want that, you pay for the adult, you bring the junior in for free.
Yeah.
Just to clarify on that one. I think that's pretty common sense for most people. But that means 2-for-1 entries, pretty much, is what you're going to get. So get down, grab some friends, grab some family, pack the stands, because it's important that we get down here, because the finals berths for the NBL 1 men and women could rest solely on the performances that they have in the next couple of weeks. And we start it here at home on Friday night. So we need you to get down, bring everyone with you, and make some noise for the teams. It's the school holidays, so there's no VJBL training on the Sunday. There's no domestic on the Saturday. Yep. There's no VJBL on the Friday night. I know it's a rare Friday night for some of the VJBL families, but you've already got that booked down in your calendar anyway. So get down here. Bring some noise. I'm hyping up here and Matt's giving me nothing.
No, I'm not. There's a And the action doesn't stop there, Ash. You can watch our NBL 1 men and women take on Geelong the next day, Saturday, from 5 and 7 p.m. As well as, well, if you're travelling down there, you get to watch our youth men, because they take on Geelong
at
as well.
3 p.m. Yeah. At 3 p.m. So if you're bold enough to make the trip out to Geelong to support the Case Cavaliers, don't get there for the 5 p.m. start. Get there for the 3 p.m. start. Show the youth men some love there, and they've got a big triple header. They actually have a quadruple header out at Geelong. I think they've got a youth league women's game, not against the Case Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Youth league women are playing against a different team. I think they're playing Collingwood or something, but they've got basketball all afternoon at Geelong. So if you've got time, get down there. The youth champ women, they take on Bulleen in Bulleen on Sunday afternoon. So you've got basketball action from Friday night through to Sunday afternoon. Plenty to get to across the season and get around the Case Cavaliers again. Friday night, bring the noise.
Bring the noise,
Ash. Here we go. Matt's up and about now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit flat today. I don't know why. I started off pretty well. anyway.
It's because you've had to spend some time with me. It's going backwards.
I need
going
my
backwards.
Morning coffee. That's what it is. You can catch all of our upcoming programs, events, and information on our websites, kcbasketball.com.au, Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. They will give you some information on KC Basketball.
Oh, let's pop up some sponsors now. Guzman & Gomez, fast food athletes say yes to.
Awesome. Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
We've had the Melbourne Orthodontic Group holiday clinics this week, which have been a bit of fun. We had the domestic one on Monday. And if this does go out Wednesday night, you can get online and book in for the beginner clinic on Thursday. If it goes out Thursday, you missed it, unfortunately. It was on this morning.
Yeah, you went out and took some blurry photos, which was good to edit.
Yeah, well, you made them work. They look good. Go check them out. All the work here. Carlisle Homes, build a better home. And if you are going to build a better home with Carlisle Homes, get in touch with us. Let us know that you're going to build with them, because you get extra cash back in your pocket and some more cash for the association, which means we can put on some more awesome programs and cool things like this.
Fantastic. PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting KC Basketball with injury prevention and recovery.
Ray White, Cranbourne. Go see Peter and Chaminda and the whole team there. They've got all your property needs sorted. Buying, selling, property management, they'll sort you out.
Intersport, Cranbourne and KC Central. Our new basketballs are in shortly.
Surely, yeah. End of the month.
End of the month. So we're looking forward to that. They'll be rolling out for our domestic games, which is fantastic to see.
Rolling out. I see what you did there with the basketballs. Okay. You don't even see what you did there.
No.
Rolling out?
No.
All right. Cranbourne. No, have I missed one? No. Cranbourne Mazda Zoom Zoom podcast sponsor. Get around the team at Cranbourne. If you need to get your car serviced, any make, any model, doesn't have to be a Mazda. Obviously, if it's a Mazda, it goes too, but it doesn't have to be. Any make, any model, they'll service your car. They'll give you one of the best rates going around. Let them know you're from KC Basketball. And if you're going to buy a new or used car, once again, let them know you're from KC Basketball. They'll give you the best deals available, and they might even ship it a bit more to the association if you buy a new car. So if you have any issues, though, you can get in touch directly with Cranbourne Mazda or get in touch with us here in the office, and we'll help sort you out.
Perfect. Universal Athlete Center, the best place for an athlete to recover. Get your shots up and just generally everything, because they have a gym, they've got shooting bays, they've got dry recovery, they've got wet recovery, they've got just about everything that you need for an athlete.
They've got you covered. Mortgage Choice Clyde, if you're looking to finance or refinance your home loan, get in touch with Sarah and Daniel there. They do more than home loans. They do all sorts of loans. So if you've got any financial needs, get in touch with them. Perfect time. Interest rates are on the way down. Maybe some more. Get in touch with Daniel and Sarah.
Awesome. Pew Pew, the Clean Ranger. Polky is a cleaning wizard.
No, he's a cleaning ranger.
I'll start again. Pew Pew, the Clean Ranger. Polky is a cleaning ranger. He will do commercial. He will do residential as well, Ashley. So if you're looking at getting anything cleaned, Polky is the guy to speak to.
The Amazing Grace Cranbourne. Nice little restaurant out on High Street in Cranbourne there. They make amazing steaks, even better parmas, and they do a beautiful pizza too.
They do. And Goat Labs. I'm wearing their jumper today, Ash.
Oh, you got the Goat Labs jumper on? It looks nice. It's a comfortable one, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Goat Labs. It's got the silky inside.
It's nice. It's comfortable. I wear it all the time at home. So Goat Labs, they are bringing the Goat League to Casey in August. It's a Sunday competition. There is a $10,000 cash prize for A grade, $7,000 cash prize for B grade. Registration is $100 for the team, and that covers your team sheet for week one.
Yep.
Each individual athlete does have to register for $450. And then every week, it's a team sheet of $100 per week after the first week. Now, you're probably thinking, wow, that's a lot of money to pay for a domestic competition. But you get so much for your money.
Yeah. You do.
Uniforms are provided.
Yep.
We're getting the best referees available to come down and do it. You'll have scorers. You don't need to provide your own scorers. They'll have fully statted games. So you ever wanted to know how many points, rebounds, assists, what you had? They'll have it fully statted for you. There'll be game day highlights. There'll be videos. There'll be photos. Everything that you want, including, again, those cash prizes. If you win the whole thing, you go into a statewide finals against some of the other Goat League competitors, and you could win an all-expenses-paid trip for your team to compete in Hong Kong. So there is so much you get for your money. So your immediate thoughts probably, that's a lot of money. Mm. Like, you know, you're probably looking at $750 or so for the season, $750 to $1,000, but you're getting a lot for your money. So get in touch with us if you have any questions, or you can go straight to goatlabs.com.au to register. It starts August 10th, so get online, get it sorted.
Fantastic. Now, merchandise, Ashley. It's selling quick.
It's going quick.
We've still got hoodies, we've still got track pants, long sleeves, beanies. They're all in stock. We've got scarves, can coolers, size 3 basketballs, drink bottles. The new track suits are in. They're ready to go. If you want to come and get sized up and get them in, feel free to come in. We will do it for you. We've got just about everything.
Yep. Great job. All right. Junior Cavaliers news. Rep X. Now, this applies to all representative basketball clubs, not just Junior Cavaliers. Yep. Rep X is this Friday, the 11th of July, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. here at Casey Stadium. It is pickup basketball. So, no coaches, no clubs, just hoops. So, now you might be thinking, no coaches, what do you mean? So, there'll still be people around. Yep. There'll be supervised sessions and making sure the games run smoothly and things like that. There'll be a referee on the court. But the teams will be in charge of running their own offenses. They'll be running their own defenses.
Yep.
Subs will be happening, so there'll be some fair time out there. So, it's not like you just can sit on the bench the whole time.
Yep.
And everyone's welcome to come down and give it a go if you play representative basketball. Under 12s up to under 18s. So, there's lots to be done there. It's going to be a great system. It's the first of any kind like this that's been run by any association. It's something that's going to pick up and take off. So you want to be part of it from the ground up. Guarantee yourself a registration. Get online, casebasketball.com.au/repx. Get your registration. It's only, I think, $15 for that 2 hours, which is unreal considering you get 2 hours of time on the court and you get a referee for every game and all that business. 10-minute short games, pick up basketball. And for everyone that participates, you get free entry into the NBL 1 that night. So NBL 1 ticks off at 6:30. This finishes at 6. Grab yourself a quick bite from the cafe. Head in to watch the NBL 1 women tip off at 6:30 p.m.
Perfect. Technical officials news, Ashley. We have some new apprentices. So we've got Kahara David and Jade Langdon. So congratulations to you for becoming new apprentices. And our man Jordan Minter, the man who sent us all his photos. It worked.
Well, lucky he did. Lucky he sent them through because he's officiating at the Basketball Australia Under-16 National Championships in Bendigo this week. So.
Yes.
Luckily, they've got a little good graphic here that Matt can put together because he had all of Jordan's photos. So
that's right. And hopefully, we get some more this weekend.
Maybe it's a good luck thing. So send us in your photos. You might get picked for more things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Upcoming programs and events. 3-on-3 tournament is full. Cannot register for that anymore. That's on July 16th.
It's actually over full. Like, as in not like too much, but like I think the cutoff was 220. We're up to 230. So they managed to squeeze in a few extra teams and things like that. So this is going to be one of the biggest of the year.
Yeah. But if you're looking to register, you can't. See you next time. School holiday clinics, registrations, open, beginner is on the website.
Yeah, beginner clinic is, as we said, it's on the Thursday. So if this goes out Wednesday night, get online tonight, register.
Yeah.
If this goes out Thursday night, you missed it.
You missed it. RepX is on Friday, so make sure if you're a junior Cavalier, you're jumping on Team App, you can find the links there. If you're from an opposition team, we thank you for watching the podcast. I don't know why you're watching us, two bozos, but we appreciate it.
Speak for yourself.
But we appreciate it. You can jump on to our website and find the links there. Walking basketball every Wednesday, Ash.
Every Wednesday, except during school holidays, I think.
Yeah, so no walking basketball tomorrow. Goat Labs, we've already touched on that, coming August 2025. Rep Ready.
Minimal spots left in Rep Ready.
Minimal spots left. If you're looking at getting into the rep program, Rep Ready is the program for you.
And finally, Term 3 programs. I didn't write it down here. I forgot to write it down. Term 3 programs, registrations are now open for that. So Kinder Hoop Heroes ages 3 to 5, Hoop Heroes ages 5 to 10, and Future Cavs Academy, which runs on a Friday afternoon. That's for domestic athletes who want a bit of extra training. Registrations for Term 3 are all open now. So you just get on the website there under the Development tab. You can see where all the info is for that one. So that's done. Dusted.
Yeah, dusted.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about, do we?
Not much.
Nah, we'll keep it short and sweet this week. We've had a bit of banter during the podcast. You know, we picked up a bit of a roller coaster this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. But anyway, get down to the Fortress this Friday night to support the NBL 1 Case Cavaliers as they push for their first finals campaign in Case Cavaliers history. They need your help. They need your support. It's Bring a Mate Night. So come down, bring your friends, family, get 2-for-1 entries, and bring some noise.
And a great loss. Duncan's 3-pointer. And the Fortress erupts here. Hold up.